Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
97.3 The Fan, Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. Scraby is alongside for the ride, broadcasting live from the beautiful and very, very clean Bill House Studios. We know how. Good show. Line. Has anybody ever come up, you know, like at the nighttime, late-night TV and Jimmy Fallon walk out and go, "Eh, not a really good show tonight." Right, they always walk out. And go, "We got a good show for you."
Don't have of much course on you tap. Do. Yeah, don't have much on tap.
Couldn't get anybody. Nobody really wanted to do it. The segments are lousy. They bombed in rehearsals. You're not going to like it. But anyway, I do think it's a good one. Evan Drellich from the Athletic will be on in this hour. Looking forward to talking some baseball business with him. And baseball business, unfortunately, might be bigger than baseball on the field, as far as things are going here in the next year or two. So we'll get some thoughts from him. Sports Court later today. Tony and I'll be donning the wigs. And we are getting close.
Possibly.
Here. Oh, you may not be able to find the wigs?
No. We're waiting on a possible guest for later in the show.
Sports Court may not come at that specific
I'll give you
time.
Guys a hint as to who that guest might be.
No. Don't jinx it.
Jinx it? Yeah. You think I have that power?
Yes,
huh?
I do.
I don't think there's any
I appreciate you thinking.
You
that.
Always do. You always think about your fantasy team. You always say you jinx them.
We always think we jinx our own things. I'm not worried about jinxing your stuff.
Okay.
I'm worried about jinxing my stuff.
Go ahead.
All right. I'm not going to say anything. I will say that one of our best favorite people in baseball is back in tow.
Yeah,
for the Padre, right? If you ask me, like, who's not employed out there, and you can employ anybody out there that you just like to be part of the Padre organization in any particular role, one Harold Bud Black would come to mind for me. And so it is. The Padres have brought Bud Black back in for a little work in the organization, along with Will Myers, who I think was always a well-liked guy. I mean, well-liked personally, right? In that regard, the fans tended to grumble about Will from time to time. But I don't have any problems with this, Tony.
No, I think it sounds like Bud is going to, you know, he's going to be out. He's going to be out grinding away. I think he's probably missed baseball for, you know, being away as long as he's probably been in.
It took
in quite
him a while.
Time.
I bet it took him a while to miss baseball, though, after all the losses he had to preside over there in Colorado.
I joked with him. I was like, "Man, all the color has come back to your face again. Like,
he looks alive, you know, again.
It's a beautiful thing to see."
I don't think people know, you know, people in Denver by whatever, but know what a competitor, right, Bud Black is when it comes to winning and losing and competing and coming out on top. I mean, I think people just kind of assume he accepted losing. I don't think he ever accepted that, but he had no choice but to accept it because it was happening so often.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a hell of a lot he could do about it.
And losing like that takes a toll. So
there is no question it takes a toll. People don't. There was a great line in a, I think NFL Films, so Steve Stable must have written it in one of those highlight package reels. But it's always stuck with me. He said, winning is a team thing and losing is a personal one. And if you think about it, it's really true. When you win, everyone comes together, high fives and celebration. When you lose, everyone goes to their own locker and pouts or whatever and puts their head in their hands and thinks about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you lose and you keep losing, it takes its toll. But Bud Black, I'm happy.
I think it's important to mention that for Buddy and him and AJ wanting to bring him on is a lot more about what he has to offer in terms of what he's seen. He's been around the game a long time. I mean, he's a special advisor. He's not even a coach, so to speak, at this point. So
no.
Now,
Mike Schilt was a special advisor, was he not?
He was.
And when he was brought here, there were people who thought maybe he's here to oversee Bob Melvin. So it's only fair to bring up, if he's bringing a special advisor, is this a, you know, firing a shot across the bow at Craig Stammen ahead of time?
Before he even gets to
that right, one before game. He even does a game. We've already brought in somebody.
I don't think so at this point, but listen.
I hope not.
The way this game works, things are fluid and things change
are.
So
they
over
are.
Time. But it's good to have someone like that in the organization for sure.
It is. And I mean, I've told the story before, but you need to know about what a competitor Bud Black is when he got interviewed for the Rockies job. In the conference room where he did the interview, they had a big wall-sized picture of Matt Holliday scoring the famous run to beat the Padres. Well, Bud Black was managing that night for the Padres, and he said he was ticked off and miserable during the entire interview because he was staring at that photo as he was trying to, you know, tell him what a great manager he would be. He didn't like that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I wonder if when he got actually hired with the Rockies, if he nudged somebody to take that
down.
Can we put another picture up to celebrate the year?
They got that picture up in many different places.
Yeah, that's about the only thing that's ever happened in their franchise history. What about Will Myers? I mean, you know, you got to know Will a little bit.
Yeah, no, listen, I think Will is, over time, I think people appreciated Will. A little bit more. I think initially when he, you know, got the big deal and, you know, struggled a little bit, I think it was a little rocky. But I think when it was all said and done, I think people did appreciate Will. And I think, you know, again, AJ doesn't typically bring people into the organization he doesn't think can offer
something.
They're
going to benefit something. Right. Yeah, he's 100%. Not just going to pay somebody to pay somebody. I'll tell you, when I was most impressed with Will Myers, it was when he was doing something that he failed at miserably. But you and I watched this guy go out there, because we were doing our show out there in those days. We watched him day in, day out, go out there and take ground balls at third base. Position that he had never played in his life.
Yeah.
And they needed somebody, and he was willing to put it out there. And say,
take a ball off the face.
He was getting beat up down there.
Just trying to do anything to help the team.
And people got on him for that and said, well, he can't play third base. Well, yes, he really wasn't a third baseman, but he was willing to try.
Right.
I think that tells you a lot about the guy right there. How many, I'm not going to bring up Rafael Devers, but now I am. How many guys don't want to change position?
Pew, pew, pew,
right?
Pew.
Yeah, just shots fired. He took, that was a collateral damage there. That wasn't meant for Rafael Devers. But yeah, certain guys aren't going to change position because they're worried about how it'll look. Will Myers always did. Anyway, so I'm a fan. Hector Gomez, I'm a fan of him. I don't know who he is.
You like what he's talking about.
But I like what he's talking about. He tweeted out today that the Padres have emerged as a strong contender to make a trade with the Brewers to acquire right-handed pitcher Freddie Peralta. Now, that is not just any old guy, Tony. That might be one of the best.
Yeah.
You take away Paul Skeens. Take away, you know, not too many other guys. Freddie Peralta's right there at the top of the National League.
He was their most reliable starter last year.
Yeah.
He got good stuff. I mean, yeah, man. He's a game changer. Assuming you're not giving up Pavetta or anybody like that.
That's always part of that.
Right.
Yes, everybody says, well, yeah, let's get him. Okay, well, what are we giving them if we do that?
Having that four lineup, I think you feel pretty good about that.
Oh, man. If you put Peralta next to Pavetta with Musgrove and Wow, the King. King. Yes. Yeah. You know, looking pretty good.
Randy Vasquez being the number five.
That's a whole lot.
That's where everybody wants Randy Vasquez, right? Don't they? Even number four seems too high.
But maybe one day.
You know, listen, he had a good enough year where I'm open. I want to see him continue to progress, and maybe he can slide into that four. Yeah. But
who
if you get
us?
A Peralta to slide into three or four, or however you want to do that.
Freddie Peralta, only three players in Major League Baseball won more games than he did last year. He won 17. I know wins is not a big analytical category anymore,
You got to get to those innings.
I like to win games, and you know, he had 17. He had a 1.08 WHIP, which is about the same as, you know, guy. It's actually better than Logan Webb. It's a little worse than Pivetta, but not much. And he gets a lot of strikeouts, right? So you don't have the ball's not in play at over 200 strikeouts, 2.7 ERA. In this day and age, any ERA under 3 is considered exceptional. Hasn't always been that way, but it's certainly the way it is now. Peralta's a top-notch guy. We'll see. We'll keep our eye on that rumor, and I don't think it's anything more than a rumor.
Last night we played some Foul Territory clips with Craig Stammen on it, but the one we didn't play but I did on the Scraby Show was about Yu Darvish and what he's bringing to the team this year. And he's going to be there. He's in the Joe Musgrove role. Yes, he's in the Joe Musgrove role, but what he said...
Last year's Joe Musgrove
correct. Role. Yeah, right. Not this year. Which is scouting and helping guys break down things. But he said he's working with Randy Vasquez and trying to get him to do some of the prep Darvish has done, and trying to teach him how to take that next step as a professional pitcher. So
I'd sign up for that.
I will tell you this about Randy. He is a sponge. Like
he'll be willing to learn.
He's always seemingly kind of seems like he's trying to garner something from guys. So it's a good role
for all
for
kids
you
out
be
there.
A,
be a sponge.
It's not a bad thing.
Be a sponge.
Not a bad thing at all.
Be a sponge.
It is confirmed. But black.
All right, there we go.
340. Oh, that's who you were chasing? Good thing I didn't jinx it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you never know, Chris. It could have been jinxed.
I didn't jinx it. Okay, so Buddy will be on the show. We'll talk with him about all that stuff at about 340 today. So the sport court may have to wait a day. You criminals will have to stay behind bars until we can talk about you at another time.
Call David P. Shapiro.
Call David P. Shapiro on the fan hotline. He'll get you out. All right. Gwen and Chris underway. Good start. We're midweek with the NFL playoff games coming up, of course, Saturday and Sunday. We've got, you know, I don't know if there's any really coaching news today necessarily.
Yes, there is. According to our boss, John Harbaugh is apparently... like about to sign with the Giants as head coach.
Your boss, Adam Kluge.
No, that's not what he said.
What he said was,
you guys got to wait till we get to the other side. That's not exactly what he said.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, bear of misinformation. We'll try to get the correct information to you when we come back.
He said what he said.
Go to break.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
2:17 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Went to break Scraby teasing, you know, John Harbaugh.
Teasing misinformation. So let's get it right to the people. What Even was, Adam Klug came in here shaking his
he
head.
He did. He came in to defend himself, basically.
Right, that Scraby could be so far off.
Scraby said that our boss Adam Klug.
I just love how he jumps all over things. He can't wait. And then he wonders why I jump all over him.
Listen, let me get the people. let me get the people right here. Scraby mentioned that John Harbaugh was on his way to basically signing with his new...
Pretty much a done deal. Yeah.
His new squad. Was it the Giants that you said that?
He did.
Yeah. That is actually not what Adam Klug said. What Adam said was that he was in the building and that they were going to offer him a contract, and it was just a matter of whether he was going to sign it or
and
not.
And he apparently hasn't.
He has
signed
not signed it.
There's further news.
Who reported that? Was that Diana?
Diana Rossini,
who knows everything.
Said he's going to meet with the Tennessee Titans. Here's what I'll
say.
Well,
he's flying back tonight, and then we'll meet with the Tennessee Titans tomorrow.
In my defense, I have another job, and I worked that job this morning. I'm very tired. Secondly, I did get it wrong, and I'm sorry.
I worked another job this morning. I'm not going to use that as an excuse.
Listen, I once fell asleep on the show. So I get it, my friend. No judgment. No judgment.
I don't like to just throw out things that are completely not true, but honestly, in my head, I thought that was the truth.
I think
you were playing a game of telephone, and it got switched up. That
it's
happens.
Like that Simpsons that episode game. Where,
except
like,
he was on the line when they were playing telephone, and he completely missed it.
You know what the thing is, let's be honest, if you're a Giant fan and you got excited for a moment, understand that he's certainly still a good, viable candidate for the Giants. They obviously have offered him a contract.
Oh,
so.
I didn't even think about that angle of what I just did. I didn't think about all the Giants fans driving around thinking, what? We got John Harbaugh? Oh, yeah. I am sorry, people.
Yeah, you owe them.
Cold-blooded.
I'm putting myself in timeout.
But if you're a Giant fan, it's still, I think it's still a legit shot that Harbaugh would go there, but not yet.
Yeah. In college football news, Dante Moore, the quarterback of Oregon, will be returning back to Oregon next season. Yes,
you
know,
not the worst move when you fumble the ball and throw it away four times in the first quarter of the championship game. Although I don't think it would have cost him. I think he would have been drafted highly. This should be happening more and more, though, right, Tony?
Yeah,
because guys are making more money in college than they would as a pro.
It's not as easy to just pick up and leave anymore.
No,
like it used
you're
to
making
be.
So much money. Like, what's the big hurry?
Which is, again,
I don't know if this is good or bad.
I don't think it's good because ultimately, you know, the goal was to get to the league in order to maybe perhaps make that. You already get it at the college level. What's the motivation thereafter?
I took myself out of timeout. Dylan Raiola was supposedly going to Oregon, and now
I think he already committed to Oregon.
Now I'm scared to deliver facts.
No, I believe you're right. He did initially.
He did commit
to going to Oregon, thinking Moore was going to be out.
Is Raiola supposed to be better, say, than Sam Levitt? Because if that's the case, I can see Lane Kiffin just taking Sam Levitt's offer away, finding this next guy.
I don't think so.
Lane found his way.
I just don't trust Lane at all for anything.
I don't know, but I don't think Dylan Raiola is considered as
better
good
than
as Sam
Levitt.
Levitt.
Yeah. No, he's not.
All right. Well, it's just still messy at best, college football.
The Boston Red Sox pivoted. After taking a nice PR hit yesterday and their debacle of
Alex Bregman
thing, they bounced back with a nice signing. Ranger Suarez, 5 years, $130 million to the Red Sox. This gives them two tough lefties with Crochet and Suarez at the top of your rotation. And that's a true 1-2 combo.
I don't think
right
they pitch him 1-2. I think
you'll
put somebody in between.
I don't
just
think
to give
will.
Some people another look. I guess it doesn't matter when you're that good. It doesn't matter what the look is.
Yeah,
they're going to be tough to hit. Although, Crochet proved it's not really a thing, but they say left-handed pitching is, you know, a little tougher at Fenway because the right-handers can pull the ball up against the wall, but not when they're pitching that good.
Yeah.
So that's a good pickup for the Red Sox. It's another thing that's completely wrong with my fantasy baseball league that I,
I can't believe you guys play fantasy baseball, honestly.
He's in a much stupider league than
other,
I am.
What other things do I have to do?
I'm just saying.
Chris can't use American League players.
Yeah,
so
I know. He's talked to me.
So if he
Suarez
trades
is
one
gone
of them,
I just lost
he's
him.
Out of the league.
I lose him. He was on my roster. He's now no longer on my roster. I get nothing.
Do you
for
get
it.
A pick for that or something?
Nothing.
So you just lose a guy.
Just out of luck.
That's we got to come up. The commissioner's got to come up with something better.
Talk to the commissioner.
Come on, man.
Yeah, that's.
You got to involve the American League. You can't just lose a player.
I did.
He that's just like vanishes.
That's Pete like Alonso me. Was the same thing.
He went you to lost the Pete Alonso and Ranger Suarez.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a cold game.
That is a cold game.
Yeah. That's my luck.
Yeah.
Now that I won the football this year, and I don't mean to mention it again, but I did, winning the football, I have a feeling the fantasy gods are going to be even further against me than normal in the baseball this year. So they're starting out.
You know
that
what
way.
I won't have to hear about anymore? Somehow having the highest points and not being at the top. You were once again one of the high scorers this year. And it has benefited you.
It worked
very
out
very well
this year. Good luck to the Aztec men tonight.
We already got one win today.
We got one, right? The women won. So the pressure's on the men to keep San Diego State undefeated on both sides of the ledger there. That's a 5 o'clock start, so we'll actually get to watch some of that game before we get out of here. At Wyoming tonight. I did read the story I discussed yesterday online, Mark Ziegler, but it was in the paper today, so I could see it today.
Yes.
If you are a fan of good writing and fun stories from Laramie, good story by Ziegler today in the paper.
Now you're set. You know exactly when the articles are coming out now.
Right, yeah, it's ahead of
you. You can see it a little early.
I knew I could look for it.
Or you could wait.
I could look for it today in the paper. He told some very funny stories about the world of Laramie, and they're all true, believe me. It's a crazy, different world up there.
Couple things. Well, we'll get to that other stuff later, but it's going to be weird, not going to those places. I'm happy we're not going to those places.
New Mexico, same. Don't go to the Pit anymore. Look, we've talked about it in the past. The Aztec basketball teams, but, the men, for the most part, they play such a variety of crazy road games that don't get any credit at all.
Very unique.
Because Wyoming has such a bad, Q rating or whatever they rate these teams on. New Mexico, whatever. But it's always a challenge to go to these places. The way the travel is, the altitude, the fans. I've said it before, Duke doesn't play games like that.
No.
And, last night you sent me a note, but Iowa State was number 2 in the nation.
Great call.
But they'd only played 2 road games all year.
And
now you go to Kansas.
And it showed. It showed.
And they have no chance. Teams don't play on the road.
They got blown out.
Yeah. But you know what else? Also, what they would tell you is it doesn't matter because when you get to the NCAA tournament, you don't play on the road.
No. You're gonna. It's right. You're going to be in a neutral
site. It's a neutral site. But the Aztec games in the conference are really tougher than people ever think.
I think in some ways, though, that makes it...
Toughens them up,
exactly. Yeah. There isn't a place you can't walk into and feel comfortable.
No, you cannot. I think that... I think Dutcher ought to try the Smoky story today, see if it would work.
I think these guys,
you see the signs that say 7,220 feet? Don't worry, the arena's pressurized.
I think these guys know a little bit more about it.
I think they know,
man.
Smoky doing that's an all-time. Ted, thank you for that story. Classic.
Don't know if you guys saw it. I'm sure Scraby saw it. Your boy Warner is trying to push his way into this.
It's in the Big 5. We'll talk about it a little bit. And,
why would the, just ahead of time, not to, but why would the 49ers balk at this?
Because he could do serious damage to
but
his
if he signs
ankle.
Off on it, I would say he has to sign off on it so that I don't have to pay. But he signs off on it and he wants to, I don't know.
Well, I still you want Fred Warner playing? To be a good linebacker for the next like 5 years, 6 years.
Okay. We'll get into that in the Big 5.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting discussion.
Trey Young, right after the deal, we'll have to sit out to the All-Star break.
He's already hurt?
He's already hurt.
For the Wizards?
Yes, I think he might have come there.
Slip on some ice walking to practice?
He's still recovering. He was hurt when the trade happened. He had an MCL quad injury that he is trying to get calm before making his debut as a
Maybe that's why he wanted to go to the Wizards. He's just like, I can chill.
Well, listen.
He should have asked to go to the Pelicans. Him and Zion together?
Here's the deal. What we have to remember about the Wizards. They are a tanking team. So
Trae Young sits out, the better.
They want him to sit out, I'm sure, so they can get, you know, these picks that they are accumulating over time.
How's that tanking been working out for the Wizards the last 15 years?
It hasn't worked very well, but that, you know, who knows. All right, let's get to break. On the other side, Evan Drellich joins us next. We're talking MLB business. More Gwen and Chris.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take. With the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit Blue Apron .com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm going to pick up my partner here.
Yeah, he's got spaghetti happened to him again.
I mean, honestly, I take them off, like, if you're watching on the YouTube, I take them off at the end of the segment, I put them down like that, and by the time I come back there...
You know what? We need to record it. We need to turn our phones on when
to
he
show
sets
what
them
happens
down
on this?
To see if they just lay there the whole time, and as soon as he picks up, they turn into spaghetti.
Well, I certainly don't pick them up while they're lying there and mix them up, Tony. I don't turn them into spaghetti, the wires on
you
my...
You don't stand... sit still, though. You're not like sitting there like a statue.
No, but I put, it's not that important.
I think you're right. It needs to be.
We need to document.
We need some documentation.
Yeah, you guys have at it. Gotcha. Knock, as the old thing, knock yourself out. Evan Drellich from The Athletic will be joining us shortly. Pretty important interview, as far as I'm concerned, because he's talking to us and you about the business of baseball right now, the latest. I don't like the word strike. I don't like the word lockout. I don't like to be thinking of any of it, but if you're not, you know, paying attention to that possibility, you're not following baseball right now. It's a big deal. We'll get the latest from him. He knows a whole ton about that. And the Padre news of the day, along with Will Myers, Bud Black is back in the Padre organization, hired as a special assistant. I guess we'll get the official title, but working along with AJ in the front office and this ball club, and Bud Black will be on the show about an hour from right now. Mentioned the Aztecs basketball at Wyoming tonight, 5 o'clock. The Aztecs are 5-0 in conference. Utah State is also 5-0. Utah State is home tonight against Nevada, which is 4-1. So we'll see what happens there. And
Bud Black is the senior advisor to baseball operations.
Senior advisor?
Yes.
I've always felt that's...
I know where he's going. Ageist?
No, it's a little ageist, but no, I think it also makes you sound really good. I mean, I remember,
Senior?
Yeah, used to be like when they had writers like at Sports Illustrated, that was what I really dreamed of, honestly, was being a writer at Sports Illustrated, which I never made it to that level. But if you were there at Sports Illustrated for a while and, you know, 5 or 6 years, then you became a senior writer.
You weren't just a writer for
Sports Illustrated. Right. You were a senior writer, which
you were the OG.
You
were the expert.
You were beyond good at writing. So, Bud Black, beyond good at being a front office exec.
Will Myers
is a senior executive.
Yes. He's a senior advisor, Chris.
I'm not going to get it right.
Will Myers is a special assignment coach working in player development.
So Will is not senior yet.
No.
He needs a little.
One day he could become senior special assignment coach working in player development.
I would imagine that he could. All right. We're kind of killing a little time waiting to get Evan Drillich on
the show. I will say this.
Clay
on the chat wrote about Bud Black being brought in and other guys being brought in, that Craig Stammen is being surrounded with some extremely smart baseball people, and he has no shortage of places to go if he has questions.
With all due respect, that's a good comment there, because a lot of people will say, well, you know, now you got Bud Black around, you got this guy around, you got that guy around, they're all gunning for your job. Correct me if I'm wrong, but people that are successful want the most successful possible people surrounding them.
Right.
And those people don't have the same hang-ups as a lot of other people, which is, hey, I'm going to do a good job in my job, so I want other people around me that are really good. And I'm not going to worry about somebody taking my job because I'm going to be good at it. I just always felt that way.
It's iron sharpens iron.
Right. If you're insecure in your position and your ability, then you don't want good people around you because you are going to be insecure about that.
Yeah.
And I don't think Craig Stammen would be insecure at all.
He has no need. I don't think he has a reason to be at this point. He's in his first year. He's locked in on making sure he does the job the best he can do. And you kind of just go from there. Having a guy like Bud Black around certainly not going to hurt you. Having somebody like Will around is certainly not going to hurt you.
By the way, we got our daily gambit at the top of the hour. The Aztecs are only favored by 1 point tonight at Wyoming.
That's how tough it is to play in Wyoming. Can get a little tricky up in Wyoming.
Wyoming's not a great team record wise, but the odds makers understand how testy that game can get. All right,
keep dancing.
We are tap dancing right now.
Well, Doc. I mean, I'll give you a little more on the Aztec women today. Yeah, they looked really good. Again, they were up by 3 going to the fourth quarter.
They were favored in this game, right?
A little bit, but not by a lot. New Mexico's good, and they put up they ran away in the fourth quarter. Now, they end up winning by 17. They were 14-27 on threes.
That's good shooting in any league. It's going to be tough to beat a team 14-27.
That's good shooting in any league. Aztec women go to 7-0. And congrats to, you know, who's always been good to us, Stacy, Terry Hudson. First 9-game winning streak of her tenure. Evan Drellick from The Athletic. Boy, good to have him on the show, especially since Evan, we were, we were holding off to 2:40 to have you on, but our segment started at about 2:36, so we've been tap dancing for 4 minutes until your arrival. Happy to have you with us. All guests, join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime. They've been doing it since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. All right, Evan, thank you so much for your time, sir. Great stuff. Love following everything you write in The Athletic. I always feel smarter when I read your stuff. So I'm hoping to feel a smarter again today. Start with a bit of a general overseeing question, but where do things kind of stand with baseball? And if I'm a fan, how worried should I be at this stage that something could happen?
I'd be a little bit worried. I don't think it's a no-worry zone. So in the next couple months, probably no later than May, last time it was in April, the union and the league will start having negotiations about the next CBA. The current deal expires after this season in December. In all likelihood, we're going to have another lockout starting in December, just like last time. And the big question is whether this one is exactly like last time, where it ends just in time for the regular season. Or are games actually missed this go around? And the big looming issue so far is the potential of the salary cap. Owners have long wanted one. They haven't made a big push for one in a while, but that's been brewing really for the last year or even beyond that since the last deal was reached. And so it seems to me likely that we're going to eventually get some sort of proposal for a salary cap. That in itself isn't the biggest deal. The biggest deal will be, are they sticking to it? You know, come March of 2027, really kind of a drop dead point by which you've got to have an agreement so that you can have at least, you know, 2.5 weeks of spring training or something like that. Is that proposal still going to be on the table, or will they find a way to play a full season of games? The industry is over $12 billion in revenue. There's a ton of money on the line. I think the rational incentives are for everybody to find a way to play. But that's the big question that looms at the moment.
Evan, first of all, love your work, man. I really appreciate the work you do for the game of baseball in terms of keeping us informed. One of the things I've heard you talk about here recently is kind of, you know, among some of the other hangups, is the own kind of infighting within the owners and some of the teams at the top of the totem pole versus some of the at the bottom. How much of an obstacle do you think that can be as these two sides try to find some midpoints to maybe push this thing forward?
It's always an issue, and I think in some cases it's more of an issue than can they find a deal with the players, is the ability for the commissioner to get his 30 owners and their groups on the same page. And even when you talk about the potential of a cap proposal, there are big things that they got to settle on internally if they're going to be able to move forward with that, they being the owners. You got to choose a floor that the small market teams can live with. You know, same thing with a ceiling for the big market teams. And yeah, that's even before you get to the point of trying to convince a group of players in the union that historically, you know, for decades has said, we don't want to do this, that it's now the right thing to do. And the other part of this that's tied to a cap, that doesn't necessarily have to be tied to a cap, is the state of the sports media rights. Right. The RSNs are crumbling. The Padres, everybody's seen this, you know, where MLB took over their broadcast. MLB, there are some big changes MLB can make with media rights. That would involve big changes to revenue sharing, meaning how money is shared between the owners themselves. The tricky thing about that is that revenue sharing is collectively bargained. It has to go through the players. So there's a lot to deal with for the owners who, in this negotiation, unlike the last one, where the players have been angry for a long time, this one is about the changes the owners want to make. There are certainly things the players want, but the aggressors so far have certainly been the owners.
Evan Drellick from The Athletic, getting smarter by the moment here. Evan, thank you for all of this stuff. I kind of the opposite of what Tony asked, but is there any potential this time, because I don't really believe it's ever happened before, that the players aren't as strong this time as always in the past. I say that, you know, you got the Bryce Harpers, you got the cream of the crop. I think, you know, all of the things are nice for them. But it seems to me I'm hearing a little whispering anyway that maybe some of the rank and file players wouldn't really mind if there was a salary cap as long as you keep baseball going, because salary cap doesn't necessarily affect their salaries. Could that come into play at all, or the players are forever going to stay solidified?
It's a good question. I think history shows us it's unlikely that the players are all of a sudden going to flip-flop their position here. That doesn't mean the owners shouldn't test that or won't test that and try to see it. You know, well, hey, maybe. You know, look, it has been, you know, more than a full generation since you've had a true work stoppage, meaning games were missed, right? The 94-95 strike of 232 days, the last time people had to sit out and miss games. Yeah. It got real close last time in 2021-2022, but it didn't end up happening. And so, you know, is this group as steadfast as it was in the past? You can ask somewhat similar questions on the ownership side. You've got a lot of new owners. How are they going to stick together? Are their incentives all aligned? There is certainly a reality that for the owners, the moment you get a salary cap, your franchise values shoot up. If it costs you a season of games, if the players are really still entrenched in this position, is that trade-off worth it? You know, is it worth passing up whatever $13 billion that the two sides split to get to that point? So I think the league is trying to, including the commissioner, message to players, hey, you guys should consider how a cap could potentially help you. The union's position has always been economically, this will hurt us. Even if there are immediate gains over the long term, this is bad for players. Don't do it. I'm skeptical that they can get enough players to basically change their minds. And it's not just players. It's their agents who are you know, very close to the players. So is it impossible? No. Is it likely? No.
Yeah. Evan Drellick joins us here, right? Does a terrific job for The Athletic in covering Major League Baseball. Evan, you've kind of alluded to it, right? It sounds like Rob Manfred has this grandioso plan to centralize all of the media rights. And it's right now lined up to all happen in 2028, which brings me to my next question is, how important are the issues now versus that big issue that's coming up 2 years from now? How does it all line up in terms of really missing games or locking out or striking before next season?
Yeah, it's interesting. So, you know, a lockout and a strike are kind of, they go hand in hand. The owners do the lockout, the players do the strike. You're never going to see, I don't think in our lifetimes, another strike in baseball, for the reason that the last one came in August in the middle of the season, and the owners are never going to allow it to get to that point. You're never going to see a season start without a CBA in place. Okay, so to the question about media rights, like I was saying before, where it's collectively bargained revenue sharing, that's where it becomes very important here. So what Rob Manfred would like to do is, instead of having the 30 teams control what they do with their local rights, meaning those whatever 100 games that go to your RSN. In the Padres case, it's, you know, those games go to MLB itself, because MLB is now acting as an RSN. Rob wants to control those and decide who goes where. And the reason is, when the league's national TV deals are up, so the Sunday game of the week, the World Series rights, all those come up in 28. The idea is to not only sell those again to the big streaming companies, but to sell the local rights to the big streaming companies. So, you know, if you're Peacock and you can bid on 15, 20 teams where everybody in that given market has to sign up for Peacock to watch their team's games, that there's some money to be made there potentially.
Don't do it, Evan. Don't let them do that. Don't let them do it.
The big market teams might not let them do it, right? Because the question then becomes, okay, are you sharing that money? How is this going to work? You know, the big market teams aren't going to go, well, I still want to keep the money that I make. And so it all comes down to how does he want to change how media rights money is shared? Because the little market teams, you know, and we'll include the Padres in this, because they don't have a regular RSN anymore. They're with MLB. They're like, we're not getting any money from TV anymore. You got to help us out here. So it's what he wants to do with TV money has to kind of run through the players, and it's a very big decision. Mm. And the players will sit there and go, we don't want too much money centralized, because if all the money is centralized, then why do you have to work on your roster and make your team good? You're going to make a boatload of money no matter what you trot out there. So it becomes very intricate very quickly.
Mm. Evan, we got you for a couple more minutes, and we're not going to let you go because, no, we appreciate your time. Real quick, from the Padres fans' perspective, and that's not all of the Padres fans' perspective, the Dodgers are bad for baseball, right? They spend way too much money. They make it almost impossible for, you know, the Padres to keep up and everybody else. From somebody with such a good understanding of the economics of the sport, how truly bad for baseball are the Dodgers? And should they be held accountable, or should we hold accountable the teams that don't try to compete, you know, the way they do?
You know, I grew up in New York, and I grew up not rooting for the Yankees, but was of the have probably partly because of that experience come to the opinion that right. having villains isn't the worst thing, right? The fact that you're asking me questions about the Dodgers and the Dodgers get under people's skin,
that's not that you want.
It's almost wrestling. You need your bad guys and your good guys, and I think in baseball there is some value to that. Now, whether you eliminated, like, let's say you went to a cap system, does that mean the Dodgers are no longer the bad guys? I don't know, and I think that's an interesting debate there. Look, the union and player position has always been the owners can spend more. I think it is a tough position for the owners generally, in that the books aren't open. You know, they're kind of asking right. you to trust them.
Yeah.
that said, we all know the Dodgers are making more money than the Royals or the Padres. So it's not a perfectly even playing field. It's also a sport where the best team wins, like, what, 65% of the time? If you get in the playoffs, you got a chance to make it. So I don't get too hot and bothered by the Dodgers, put it that way.
Evan, amazing, fun. I hope awesome. We can tap your knowledge down the road a little bit, but understand you got some big fans here in San Diego. Keep up the good work. Appreciate you coming on and joining us here.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate the kind words. Talk soon.
You betcha. Evan Drellick from The Athletic there with all the knowledge I need.
That was good.
Get me through a little while.
That was real good.
And,
learn something new. His last name is Drellick.
That's all that you got from the interview?
Well,
dropping knowledge left and right. I got his name right. Okay, yeah.
I never even thought about it being Drellick once.
How did that happen?
He goes, hey, If my name's pronounced Drellick, but if they say Drellich, it doesn't matter. And so that's when I told you guys.
It must happen to him.
I would imagine.
Well, I think everybody just assumes it's Drellich, which I want to call him by his right name.
Yeah, for sure. That was good. Yeah. You definitely feel educated on kind
and
of
this it. Is important to remember. Sorry, I just cut
go
you
ahead.
Off.
Go ahead.
This is important to remember. This is all happening after this season,
right.
not before this season. Yes.
Yeah, but it's going to be a storyline during the season.
I think. Well,
this is going to be right.
As he said, they're going to meet in May, and that'll be their first meeting.
Yeah, and we know. Let's just set the table. Nothing is going to happen in May, or June, or July, or August, or September.
We would be shocked,
right?
If something happens.
Yeah, they can meet, but it'll be, we're never talking to those guys again.
This may be the first time that the salary cap is formally talked about. I get the sense that everybody thinks it's been like this. No side has talked to each other yet. This is just what everybody's expecting to happen. May be the first time it actually officially happens.
It's going to be December, and we're going to be sweating it out. Get ready
kind of what
for
we
it.
Do.
Yeah. All right, top of the hour, break, all that stuff, Daily Gambit. How'd the Lakers look against Adam Klug's Hawks last night?
Good.
Guess they look good. We'll find it all about that and what's happening tonight. 97.3 The Fan.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.